Before we send you to the news, I want to remind you, and this is courtesy of the Joint Economic Committee report, just how much Biden inflation is costing you. They came out with this big new jobs report. 678,000 new jobs reported in February. Unemployment rate goes down to 3.8%. But I want to remind you of what's happening to each and every person within the sound of my voice. Inflation is costing you $500 more per month in added household costs. This is for the Mountain West region of our country, of which we are part. In fact, we are paying a price for the skyrocketing inflation. I mean, it's getting ugly out there. And I don't care how many jobs you produce. If you're paying somebody $15 an hour, a bunch of that is going to Biden inflation. 29% is the increase in energy costs statewide in the Mountain West region. Transportation costs rose 22%. Housing costs rose 8%. Food costs 7%. This goes, and oh, and did I mention the a barrel of oil is up way over $100 a barrel? That's what we are facing. That's why anytime you see somebody say, well, hey, I got a $3 an hour raise, that gets eaten up by Biden inflation. It does. We'll talk more about this with Pat Casale. He's political director for the Clark County Republican Party. What are they doing to get more Republicans elected? They got a big event coming up. We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Glenn Lerner, you never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces have ramped up their attacks in Ukraine, launching hundreds of missiles and artillery strikes on cities and making significant gains in the south. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg denounces Russia's intensifying attacks on Ukraine, including the apparent targeting of a nuclear power plant.
This is the worst military aggression in Europe for decades. With the cities under siege, schools, hospitals, and residential buildings shelled, reckless actions around a nuclear power plant last night, and many civilians killed or wounded.
Meanwhile, Putin has endorsed a bill in Russia introducing a prison sentence of up to 15 years for those people spreading information that goes against the Russian government's narrative on the war in Ukraine. The White House is denouncing Moscow's efforts to muzzle Russian media during the invasion of Ukraine, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki said it's a full assault on media freedom and the truth by the Kremlin.
What they are trying to do is block any information about what they are doing to invade a sovereign country, and they're taking severe steps to do exactly that.
Russia's top independent radio station was closed, and a leading independent TV station suspended its operations as Russian authorities moved forcefully to stifle criticism. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks around the world tumbled Friday after even a gangbusters report on the U.S. jobs market wasn't enough to pull Wall Street's focus off its worries about the war in Ukraine. The Dow was down by 179 points, the Nasdaq dropped 224, the S&P 500 lower by 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. In an effort to deal with its ongoing teacher shortage, the Clark County School District has launched a new hiring campaign. The When You Grow, We All Grow campaign will offer career advancement opportunities to current district employees and provide a head start for high school students interested in a career in education. CCSD has more than 300,000 students and 40,000 employees. District officials say they already have 30 high schools with teaching programs and more than 4,000 students enrolled in those classes. Citing inflation, the Congressional Gaming Caucus wants to increase the level at which players are required to report their slot machine jackpot winnings to the IRS. The bipartisan measure would raise the current $1,200 trigger to $5,000. The current trigger level was set way back in 1977. Now, adjusted for inflation, that amount would be $5,000 today. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus has been pushing for that kind of a change since the Obama administration. So far, gaming and resort association groups do support that move from $1,200 to $5,000.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working right now. Eastbound Craig Road, that's at the 15 interchange. The left lanes are blocked there. Another collision, US 95 southbound, that's at Cheyenne. The left side is blocked there. And Beltway congestion, 215 westbound at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root coming up at the top of the hour. Always good to have him on, even if he's in the free state of Texas. He is Pat Casale. He is the owner of the MultiCare Group, and he is also vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. What takes you to the Lone Star State?
Well, on the 16th of February, my son and his beautiful wife gave birth, brought into this world another granddaughter. I have three now. Little Vivian Lee, named after the actress.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so cool.
I got Vivian Lee, and I got little Natalie, and, of course, I got Mimi. She's Ismini. They're all here today.
One of the reasons we wanted to have you on, we are at a juncture now where candidates are crisscrossing the state. Crisscrossing their districts, and they're running like crazy ahead of the June primary. And one of the things that you and I have talked about a lot over the course of the last few months, and that is, how do we vet candidates? How do we make sure we have viable candidates who can finance, who can talk about the issues? And I want to just get your thoughts on the challenge ahead. Yes, it's a midterm election, but it's vitally, vitally important to our republic. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes to help candidates and what the CCRP is doing?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of things. We're having our big convention, and all the candidates will be there. And frankly, for the first time in a long time, maybe a dozen years or so, we have really good candidates in every one of the races. We have a legitimate chance to turn the state red, starting with the governor. Although I don't support what happened last week to the governor, that was an independent. That was not a registered Republican. I will sit there and make this comment as well. For those people that want to vote in the primary, if you're not a registered Republican or even a Democrat, you can't vote in either primaries. And if you want your voice heard, you can only be heard in the general. And that's very important that people become very active. The other thing I will sit here and tell you is on March 19th, if people want to become Republicans and be a part of the Clark County Republican Central Committee, our convention will be at the Ahern Hotel, and that'll be a good time for you to come down and be a part, meet all the different candidates that are running for the on the Republican ticket. And people also have to remember that even though it's a primary is important, the real rubber meat in the road is the elections in November. We have to get out and vote. Even if our choice in the primary doesn't make it, they have to get out there and vote in Republicans. Even if you don't like the person, hold your nose. We've got to get this state to turn red again and get rid of the Democrats. If you don't believe me, look at your gas prices right now.
Tell me what happens at a Clark County Republican Party convention. What sort of things will it look like? A political convention? Will it sound like a political convention?
You know, it's on a smaller scale. What basically happens from 8 in the morning to 11, we'll have our precinct meeting. So everybody, for the whatever district they're in, they get a chance to register. And then in the convention, if people choose to be delegates, to be more involved with the state part, to go to state meetings and whatnot, that's their opportunity. In order to become a member of Clark County and have your voices heard, this is the time where every 2 years, basically, we wipe the slate clean and allow people to come in and start to become enrolled into being a party member. And at that point, you have a choice whether you want to be a participant and have your voice heard, or you want to just sit back and volunteer behind the scenes, or you just want to just listen to what's going on and then vote from there. I mean, this is an opportunity to see the entire scope of what's going on in Clark County. And Jesse's been quite busy. I don't think there's a night during the week where he sits home and relaxes, I'll tell you that much.
And you're talking about Jesse Law, who is the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Explain the process by which somebody can be a part of the Central Committee, which is, you know, the group that actually votes on people.
Well, number one, they got to be a registered Republican. Number two, they have to attend this convention. They got to go to the precinct meetings in the morning, depending on which district they're in. They get their name put on the count, you know, down the tab, so to speak. And if let's say, for example, you're in District D, this is just hypothetical, and there's 20 openings and only 15 people show, well, 15 people, if they stay through the convention, become a delegate, and they have their voice can be heard. And then, you know, for the big picture in 24, when there's a presidential election, there's opportunities for them to have their voice heard. Either they want to go back to the RNC conventions and be on the floor, be a delegate. All those things come to fruition, but it starts now here in 22.
What did you think of the State of the Union?
Can I be candid?
Yeah. My fingers on the dump button, but go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to curse, but I got to be honest. If you watch, looking at Biden calling Ukrainians Iranians, and reading Kamala Harris's lips, and I got to tell you something. If Kamala Harris is so above her pay grade, that woman belongs. She should be shoveling horse manure. But then you got Nancy Pelosi, who looked like she's autistic for a minute there. I mean, how can anybody not look at this and say we need change? And when was the last time somebody made statements like Trump did prior to Biden being enshrined as a president of the Democratic ticket and say everything he's going to do is he's going to destroy the country? In less than a year, he's successfully done everything Trump said he was going to do. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, gas prices. I mean, loaf of bread, you could pay up to anywhere from $5 to $7 a loaf. I mean, I don't care if you're making $15 an hour. It won't matter. In fact, if you're making $60,000 a year, you can't even afford to pay rent. Rents are up 60%. Homes in Clark County up 25%. I mean, where are people going to get money to pay for this stuff?
Let me have you put your health insurance hat on. Is the cost of health insurance going up or health care going up? I mean, is this Biden inflation touching the health care industry yet?
It's killing it. Not only that, look at all the drug costs. Let me tell you right now, every time you turn around, they want the insurance companies to give something else for free. And in the insurance world, they use the word free. They should use the other word, fornication and the consent of king, because we're getting screwed bad. I mean, you're talking about rates are going up, out-of-pockets are rising up, access to care is down. I mean, and they're limiting network access because you're stuck within Clark County. You can't even leave the state of Nevada for better care. The biggest complaint that I get is most people want to be able to go to see the best doctors available, and that doesn't happen any longer. On the individual basis, the plans are terrible. They absolutely stink, Kevin. They're terrible.
What lies ahead under Joe Biden, regardless of what happens with Build Back Broke?
Here's the deal. I said this before, and you know it. This is a generational change in the convention. I mean, in the nation. If we can take the Senate and the House, we can basically immobilize the Democratic progressive movement. By doing that, hopefully we can hold our own and basically go into 24 and hopefully take back the White House and have a trifecta. So we can have the White House, the Congress, the Senate, and finally get things done the right way. I mean, the fact that we're not independent on oil and energy is insane. The fact that we're now making a deal with the Iranians is a bigger joke. I mean, think about it. We're buying oil. We finance the Russians' war machine. Okay, now we're going to stop importing from Russia, but now we're going to start importing cleaner oil, though, from the Iranians. I mean, and now we're making the Iranian deal, the nuclear deal is going back on the table with Iran. I mean, next you're going to see Taiwan taken over by China. I mean, what else could go wrong? The stock market will be up 25,000 by the end of the year?
Well, let me ask you this. I look at what's going on in Ukraine. I look at the spike of oil prices, gasoline prices, the price of food in restaurants. Everybody, every American, every resident of Clark County is impacted by this. How do we fix inflation?
Well, I mean, the truth be told, if they were so interested in undoing everything Trump did and built off of it, we could turn this whole thing around. The reality is, everything that he's done, they were so interested in screwing over Trump They screwed every constituent in America. Maybe we should become energy independent. Maybe it would be smart to start manufacturing our own energy again, put people to work in the United States. Maybe it would be smart to manufacture our own pharmaceuticals and put people to work. I'm sick and tired of hearing people say, well, people want cheap stuff. Cheap nothing. When you and I were younger, Kevin, if you bought China, you bought crap. This is the bottom line. Americans make quality products. Let's go back to work in America. Let's put our American citizens back to work. They'll make $15 to $20 an hour. Every time you hear these clowns talk about minimum wage should be $15 an hour, a living wage, when you're building in America and when you're doing this work in America, that's living wages that Americans could make. That's living wages people can use to buy homes, subsidize the economy, the whole thing. I mean, the bottom line is what's going on right now, what they're doing is they're totally destroying our infrastructure. They're making us a weaker nation, and more people are homeless. When did you ever see this kind of homelessness around the country?
I know. And am I right? It's not getting better. It's getting worse by the day. Am I right?
It's terrible. It's unbelievable. Everywhere I drive around now, around Clark County alone, the homelessness is through the roof. If you go downtown, it's horrible. It's horrible. If you go to California, it's a nightmare. San Diego, forget it. San Francisco, it's horrible. Arizona, everywhere in the country, people they're living in their car. They can't afford to pay rent. They can't afford to go grocery shopping. Dog food is actually reasonably priced by comparison to a steak. Have you seen the price of meat? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Go to a restaurant. Go to your favorite restaurant, and there, the prices are going up on the menu. They're reprinting the menus to reflect higher food costs.
And the quantity of food that they give you is much smaller. You know, take a look at the size of a hamburger that you might get in a fine dining restaurant. It's probably a third smaller, yet the price has gone up. I mean, it's only getting worse. And the problem is the American people are shell-shocked. Wait till they start to blink. Wait till they start to recognize the fact that we are in really a bad spot. Then what's going to happen? I mean, listen, in Nevada, Las Vegas on the Strip, 21,000 people who lost their jobs haven't been brought back. The casinos are now doing a lot more with automation, and those jobs aren't coming back. So good. That's how good the unions are. Unions do not help people maintain their jobs. Unions take in revenue, and they're top-heavy, and the rest of the money they use to help finance campaigns that hurt American people. The truth be told, the Republicans are truly capitalist. They want to make people work. They want to see things grow. We're not going to help Americans by outsourcing everything. We have got to get back to the brass tacks of subsidizing Americans, and Americans by American. That's what we have to do, and it all starts in the primary, but the primary is only the beginning. It's in November in the general election where Republicans can take back the United States of America. Because if they don't do that then, we never will.
Again, Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. I'll give you the best example, and it's a recent example for me. Last night I was out, and a friend of mine had bought a case of Thin Mints Girl Scout cookies, and it's the smallest box of cookies I have ever seen from the Girl Scouts. It was horrible.
Did they also tell you that they got hit with a shortage of cookies? You'll notice they only had a limited share of cookies out there. The other day I went to buy a couple of boxes because, you know, Chairman McDonald loves the Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought them two boxes for $10, the small boxes. But there was no other options. They ran out of cookies. The girl goes, if you want, you can buy the basket for $8 because we have nothing. We're done for the year. I'm like, it just started. She goes, yeah. But with the shortage, we're limited on cookies. Could you believe that?
Isn't that weird? I mean, everything that was right about the Trump administration has been wrong about the Biden administration, whether it's foreign policy or inflation or any of these other metrics that we use. This is horrific. Give me the details one more time of your CCRP convention and how people can get involved. Can they buy tickets in advance, or how does this work?
We have to buy tickets before the sale will end on the 15th of March. They go to the convention and they enter the precinct meeting. It's $60. If you want to buy a table, if you're running for office, it's $200. You can go online at www.ccrpconvention.eventbrite.com. That's ccrpconvention.eventbrite.com. You can go on there. You can buy your tickets for the 19th of March, which is a Saturday. We'll start at 8 o'clock. 8 to 11, breakfast will be served. At noon, we'll have box lunches. We'll get into the business of the day for Clark County. And then, you know, we're going to have the state convention, I think, coming up at the end of April or early May in Clark County as well. So this is, if you want to be involved within local politics and then get involved with state politics, this is your stepping stone. And there's a lot of good candidates out there that need your support.
And if the voice sounds familiar, it should, because Pat fills in for me when I'm away, when I'm traveling, or whether I'm doing some other stuff on assignment. It's always good to have him. I always feel like... I can rest and be assured that the show is going to be great, because it always is. Pat, it is so much fun when you fill in. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend down in Texas. Be safe coming home, okay?
I will, and I'll see you when I get back. And I hope you're at the convention too, Kevin. I look forward to having a little cup of coffee with you.
I love that. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next Lieutenant Governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts.